Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to kick this off. We're going to kick this off for the last time we get to do this in 2021. And that's have a little bit of, a little bit of some teaching from the guy I think's the best handgun fighter out there today. And his name is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm good, I guess. Have a good holiday. We texted back and forth a couple of times, but I didn't really tell much.
Yeah, actually, man, I kept a real low profile, man. Everything was different. You know, my father passed away earlier in the year, so my normal holiday deal didn't happen. So,
right.
Just, we all got to go through it at some point. Getting ready. The only thing I've got going on right now, I'm taking some time off because, I went to the doc, and just in the course of general conversation, she asked me about Celebrex, and I've been taking the max dose for as long as I can remember. Well, it's right. Been linked to strokes, so she recommended I stop taking it. So I'm like, cool, stop taking it. Dude, it's out of my system now, and it's amazing how well that med worked. My left shoulder is like tore up.
Right.
I don't know. I knew there was something going on with it, but, the Celebrex kept it, behind the curtain.
I'm taking something called metoprolol. And, this is given to me by a doctor. Should have been a cardiologist, but she decided she would give it to me. And the problem with it is, I didn't really need it to begin with, and I'm having a few side effects while I'm on it.
Right.
And at the same time, you can't just stop taking it because you might die.
Well, that's not good.
No, it isn't. Doctors, right? Doctors.
Man.
Anyway.
Well, the short-range effect is, I'm going to get ready as best I can, take care of myself. I've got an appointment on the 4th for ortho, but I'm getting ready for the Florida state match, USPSA state match. That's mid-January. So I've got, just a little over 2 weeks to shift gears, get my match game going on, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah,
what
blah.
Do you got for me today, man? What are you thinking about?
Well, you said something interesting. You said you kept a low profile.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not easy, bro.
Well, in certain places, I could see where that would be very true. However, in your day-to-day, you're carrying mm-hmm. outside the waistband, you got 5 magazines on you and everything else.
Right.
How hard is it for you to not be noticed when you're out there in your day-to-day?
Dude, that's an unfair question, bro, because I'll tell you straight up. I'm kind of a big guy. I'm 6'1", 270. You can't miss me in a crowd. And a lot of people, just because of my military bearing and my straightforward demeanor, a lot of your tree hugger types automatically put me in the intimidation category, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but so they would be intimidated with you whether you were carrying a gun or not, right?
No, absolutely.
Yeah,
but, the deal with, it's carrying a gun, as far as carrying a gun rig. I don't, I'll point out the simple fact that with the signature clothing that I wear and the I'm wearing a gun vest I'm wearing to cover, you know, the rig, I don't think I'm fooling anybody in respect to, you know, the fact, the simple fact that I'm armed, and I'm not overly concerned about it. You know, the law is about concealing. You know, it shouldn't be visible, not invisible. You know what I mean?
Right, right. But I mean,
that's what I don't get.
But I mean, the thing I'm asking is that, like, whenever I leave, and here in South Carolina, we can now open carry.
Okay.
But I don't.
Well, that's got pros and cons to it, too.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't. So whenever I leave, I'll ask my wife, I'll say, am I showing? Because
right.
I'm a big guy, too. And I do have a little bit of military bearing left, and I'm not one to suffer fools, although I'm probably not, I'm not as tall as you, so I don't have that linebacker intimidation thing going on. And,
yeah, but
yes?
I'm trying to, here, deconflict for me, man.
Sure.
What is your actual concern?
Well, I don't have
people
a concern.
Know that I'm armed?
No, I don't have an actual concern. My thing is that when we're talking about concealed carry and everything, about how concealed means concealed, E-I-E-I-O, at the same time, I also think that the majority of people, I could be carrying a sawed-off shotgun in the small of my back and they wouldn't notice.
I believe that.
I don't think most people are actually out there looking. Like when I ask my wife, she'll say, I can tell you're carrying one, but nobody else would be able to because I'm looking for it.
Right. Well, the other thing is, if you understand the human animal and, you know, forms of communication and language, body language, you know, type A's, B's, C's, and whatever else there is, if they don't have their face stuck in their phone, you know, have you ever just look at somebody directly in the eye to eye contact? You know, nowadays, to me, it seems like 9 times out of 10, you know, people aren't going to hold your gaze.
No.
Or, you know, acknowledge, at least, you know, acknowledge that you're a fellow human being on the face of the planet.
That's a good point, but that would have to be the only giveaway there is, because most people are walking around. I mean, in Britain, they've got YouTube channels about people who run into things when their head is stuck in their phone.
Right, exactly. Yep.
And it is so prevalent nowadays. And I would say that not having your head stuck into your phone, not, you know, and actually walking around, looking around to see what's going on around you, that would be a giveaway. If most people around you didn't have their head stuck in the phone to notice that you were not one of them.
Right.
But
I actually followed you on that, dude. That's scary.
Well, hey, we've been doing this for a minute.
It's amazing, you know.
Yeah.
Technology just kind of, I see it as kind of a form of isolation. You know, you get mentally addicted to that 2 to 3 second info burst. And that's all you want. You want that next info burst. And the next thing you know, the day's gone. And you spend it, you know, with your face glued to your phone. Or a computer.
Well, the sad part is, I think in a couple of generations after we're gone, nobody will look each other eye to eye when they speak to each other anymore. I think that'll be gone.
Man, I'll be dead and gone. I ain't going to worry about that.
I'm not either, but I mean,
it's amazing that there's no telling where it'll go, man. Hey, check this out. I had a talk about technology.
Well, I'll tell you what. Can you tell me this story in the next segment?
Absolutely, man. We're out of time.
Well, we're coming up on the break. And before we get done with the break, I want to direct everybody to go check out combatspeed.com. What's coming up in 2022, that'll probably be where you need to find it. If you want to partake of things that are Super Dave, well, you can find him on Facebook, and he is readily available on there. He is at Dave Harrington on Facebook. He has a commercial page, Super Dave Harrington, on Facebook. And on YouTube, he is Super Dave Harrington. And I'll give out the, we'll do the Instagram when we get back. You're listening, you know. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Super Dave Harrington, and I had to take a minute there to we had to point out where you find Super Dave. And real quick, tell everybody what the Instagram handle is, please.
Instagram is sdave, all lowercase, sdave_Harrington, HARRINGTON. And real quick, Mr. Bell, I'd like to do a shout-out to Tara in Wichita, Kansas.
Absolutely.
Hope she's doing well, listening to the show.
All does right. she listen when you're on the show?
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, cool. Anyway, your story is?
Refresh my memory.
You were about to tell me something and I had to hold you up.
Totally forgot it, bro.
Okay. So, back to things at hand, because I kind of think we're in this moment here in these United States to where they're like, I don't expect anything like this to happen in Florida. I don't think anything like this would happen in South Carolina. But there are places where, I don't know if you've seen this here lately, but the Democrats are out there saying that we are either going to start a shooting, us being, you know, just normal people that believe in rights and stuff like that and vote that way.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that if Trump is not reelected in 2024, or if it doesn't go the way we want it to, that right. we're going to start a shooting war. Or they're also saying that if Trump does win in 2024, or Ron DeSantis, there's a lot of people like to see him be president. If he became president, then that's going to mean to the Democrats the end of democracy, and that might start a shooting war. But it's always them talking about starting a shooting war. And
yeah, and that's okay. Because they're right. There's nothing wrong with being right.
So you think that the Republicans will start a shooting war?
I don't understand why the traitors haven't been policed up yet.
Well, right now, that's probably because they're in charge.
I mean, it's all disinformation and psychological manipulation.
Yep, absolutely.
By all forms of media and those that control the media and blah, blah, blah. So they're going to spin it however they're going to spin it to make them look good. Bottom line. You know, one man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist.
Right.
Kind of a thing.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, were I to start pressing the trigger on targets, it's going to be in support of the Constitution and its supporting documents.
Right.
Period. There's nothing criminal about that. You know, I took an oath to defend my country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, the people need to do their homework. You know, understand what the real deal is.
Right. You know, I support law enforcement. I do.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, I've seen a lot of law enforcement doing a lot of things that I know they know isn't the right thing to do. And one of the things.
What?
Well, like during the COVID-19 thing when they were arresting people for going to church. But the strip clubs were still
like that, dude.
Yeah.
That's all media fear. People do wacky stuff, man, when they're scared.
Yep.
You know, there's been a lot of, you know, pretty much the Constitution's been trampled for the last couple, 3 or 4 years anyway.
Yep.
If you consider what Obama did to the country during his 8-year sit down, you know, Clinton's, you name it, man, what is happening today has been an organized, very well thought out, very well planned attack on the American way of life. And it's been orchestrated for the last 30, 40, possibly longer, since the end of World War II. You know, it's not all guns and roses when you're on top of the pile.
Right.
Because when you're on top of the pile, there are those that want to, you know, be king of the hill, and it's going to be up to the general population. The way things have played out so far, it's going to be put on directly on the shoulders of the silent majority to take the gag off and go to work. I don't know how I can say it any plainer than that.
Well, I'm thinking more in line. There is no other way. That's the only way. But the thing that concerns me is what happens after, because
it's going to be a total disruption beyond the imagination. I mean, it's just people, what people don't get is if this thing that's taking place in the government is allowed to continue, the American way of life is going to cease to exist. So everything these people are enjoying that the American way of life provides for them, they're simply giving it away. And I'm not, you know, I'm not going to have that. I'm going to keep my little slice of America intact as long as I'm, you know, able, physically able to do it. But yeah, you're absolutely correct. Life as we know it will change for the worst imaginable way for quite a while until things get sorted out.
Right.
But it's a poison. It's a mentality. Dig this, dude. Back in, I want to say it was the early, mid-90s. Remember when the political correct, you know, political correctness was just kind of new?
Yeah.
You know, and people would kind of throw that around a little bit like, oh, well, that's not politically correct. Well, then it kind of, you know, that was all orchestrated, man. That was a train of thought that was built in to the, you know, the general consciousness. Because dig this, bro. One, I'm not a politician, so why must I be concerned on any level about being politically correct? Why can't I just be me, an American? Freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of action, everything that goes with being an American citizen. Why do I have to be concerned about being politically correct?
I'll tell you why when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. You can find Super Dave.
Be good, dude.
It's good. It's really good, Dave. You're going to like it.
All right, cool.
You can find Super Dave at combatspeed.com. That's where you need to go if you're looking to train with him. You can find him on Facebook if you want to see his latest guitar riff, because he does some pretty good guitar licks here and there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flights continue to be canceled and delayed. FlightAware saying 2,000 flights into, out of, and within the United States have been canceled or delayed. They say 800 flights have been canceled and more than 1,200 have been delayed. Winter weather and COVID-related staffing issues are disrupting air travel. The CDC is shortening the recommended times people need to isolate if they test positive for COVID-19. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling NBC's Today Show the time is cut from 10 days to 5 as long as they wear a mask around others for at least 5 more days.
And we generally know that most of your transmission potential happens in those 1 to 2 days before you have symptoms and those 2 to 3 days after.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. An NFL legend passes away unexpectedly on Tuesday.
85-year-old John Madden, probably the biggest name ever in the National Football League, unexpectedly died Tuesday morning in Pleasanton, California. That's in the East Bay area.
Anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned turkey with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey.
Mr. Madden on ABC's Monday Night Football in 2002. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The judge in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial is telling jurors they should prepare to keep going possibly through New Year's weekend if they don't reach a verdict today. The jury sent a note yesterday saying they're making progress in the sex trafficking case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, and I promised to tell him the reason things happen the way they happen. Now, have you ever listened to the sign off of this show, Dave? Do you know the history of this show?
Negative Ghostwriter.
Negative Ghostwriter. So, the reason this show exists is because when I was in the military, and I had just gotten out of the military when they passed the assault weapon ban. I'd been out for about 4 years. And I looked at the weapons that they were banning, and I realized that, you know, this had nothing to do with a weapon's effectiveness. It had to do with looks, and it also had to do with the fact that that would be the best weapon to have if you actually did have to fight the government, an AR-15 or a semi-automatic box magazine fed weapon, semi-auto.
Right.
And, cool. Right. So then I became very staunchly pro-gun. And when I got into radio, the reason I decided to go, because everybody told me I couldn't do gun talk type radio 6 days or 5 days a week or 6 days a week, because I have a weekend show too. Everybody told me I couldn't do that. But I've been doing it since 2012. So, when I end the show, I always say it's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. These are the guys that want to go into your bank account and look at your stuff every time you, you know, have a $600 movement in your checking account, this way, that way, coming in, going out. They want to do that.
But these are the guys that embezzle millions of dollars from the country.
Yeah. These are the guys that are letting 2 million illegal aliens into the United States without any sort of COVID testing or, you know, no verification of anything.
No, nothing.
While they're masking young children who don't need to mask and trying to get them to vaccinate when they don't need a vaccination.
Right.
And these are the guys who told us it would be 2 weeks, and now it's become nearly 2 years. And luckily, I don't live in a state where it's, you know, as bad as it is. But, you look at New York, you look at California, it's just absolute stupidity. And the reason that these guys want to do this is because, one, you look at, when you look at the left, their default position where they start with everything is violence. They want to go violent. The problem is they don't understand what that means, because I look at violence as a tool. You look at it that way?
Pretty much, yeah.
So
any problem can be solved with the appropriate application of violence.
Fighting solves everything. Yes, sir.
The resolve to do it. See, that's the problem.
Well, you got to commit. You definitely got to commit. You got to go in there all the way. You got to get in. You got to get into that all the way. You know, it's like you can't partially exit the aircraft. Once you exit the aircraft, you are now involved in the vertical envelopment.
Yep.
So, you know, the reason it worries me about the left is that the left seems to be sort of hell-bent on some sort of an armed conflict. I don't know where it's going to happen. I mean, the places where it doesn't make any sense.
They're trying to put it off. They're trying to put it off on us.
Right.
So when it happens, because of them, it's our fault.
Well, like in Newsweek, they were saying that if Trump didn't get reelected, we would attack. And my first question was, attack what? What are we going to attack?
Point targets, man.
Yeah. But, I mean, what would the targets be? Are we going to go, first of all, I'm not going off on any sort of military mission at my advanced age with everything breaking down the way it is, unless we got some really serious logistical trains behind us. And some of those better have a bag chair in them for me, because I'm going to want to take a sit down from time to time whilst I'm in the middle of my revolution.
Well, and, if you look at the demographic, I see it as being, it's going to rest on the 40-somethings and older.
Yeah.
Because the younger generations are already corrupt. Psychologically corrupt. You know, you understand what I'm saying? With all the changes in the school programs and our history and, you know, just believing and wanting to be an American citizen. They've been corrupting the formula for, you know, since we figured it out. And this is a major effort. And I don't think we'll really see the truth of the whole COVID scam for another 10 years.
Probably not. I don't think in the United States today, I don't think we've had 35,000 people actually die of COVID in 2 years.
I don't know, dude. I just think with all the vaccinations and the different variants and all of that stuff, man, what they're doing is they're injecting basically, it's biological warfare mechanism. And who knows what's going to happen to these people that have, you know, got sucked into the fear envelope and rushed out and got these, you know, how many people have died from the vaccines alone? You don't hear about that. The adverse reactions, the deaths caused by, you know, trying to shoehorn a remedy. And I think the fact of the matter is, there has never, now granted, you know, I'm not that highly educated, but I don't believe there's ever been a solution to a pandemic produced as fast as the COVID vaccine. Makes me think they already had it before they let it out of the bag.
See, I don't know about that. That kind of stuff, when I start going off, drives me crazy. It just drives me nutty just playing with those things and letting that twirl around in my head. But there's no way not to know what they did prior to this. Because we've seen all kinds of other stuff they've done in the past where they've gotten caught.
Oh, yeah, well, there's no telling. I don't put anything past them. They're totally corrupt. When I think of the Democratic left in this country, they are corrupted with evil. That's what it boils down to. That's how I see it.
Well, it's evil and it's money. You know, one of the things about Congress, because Congress exempts themselves from everything. So when somebody like me or you goes into Congress, whatever our net worth is, which is not much in my case, when I go in there, I can, if I stay there long enough, I can leave out of there a millionaire legally.
Oh, it's unreal. It's unreal. I don't understand it. I mean, how many millionaires belong to Congress?
Well, all of them. If they've been in there more than two terms, they're all pretty much they're good shape. The other thing is that most of them don't ever do anything besides enrich themselves. They don't. Here in South Carolina, we have a guy named Trey Gowdy. Right? I know Trey. Trey does really good on TV. He never wrote a bill while he was in Congress for 10 years. Never wrote one bill. But coming up on the next break, to find out what's going in the world of Super Dave, it's very simple. Depending on what you want to know. Now, if you want to know what he does day to day, personally, well, then you need to go to Facebook and you need to look at Dave Harrington. If you want to know what makes him Super Dave, then you either need to go to CombatSpeed.com or go look him up on Super Dave Harrington on Facebook. And, of course, he is the host of Trigger Time TV. Season 2 is coming, I think it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. And the whole purpose of everything that I started this with, Dave, was that, you know, on the one hand, I don't think most people notice. They might notice something about you that seems off, but like you said, they got their head in their phone. But at the same time, I don't think most people notice that you walk around carrying, that I'm walking around carrying. If I'm out and about, I'm carrying a gun. I don't go anywhere where they have a legal sign up to where I can't carry a gun, but most of them never have that because I check that. And then I go in there where they're not complying with the law and carry a gun anyway. So at the same time, while they're out there talking all of this stuff and all these other things about do this, do that, I mean, the Democratic Party, I mean, Maxine Waters and other Democratic political operatives in the House and in the Senate, that they encouraged a whole bunch of stuff. And I just don't know that, I don't think they understand the enormity of what they face. But then my next question becomes this. If it did become something that was an ongoing thing, do you already know who's out there that might have enough of a skill set to be able to augment what you bring to the table? Is there more than one person like you around?
Dude, that's like there's hundreds of us.
Yeah.
Thousands. It won't go well, man. There's always, you know, your organizational phase and, preparation phase. It'll take a little while. It'll be a phased operation, but organization is going to be the big one, you know, because we're such a large country and everybody's so spread out and decentralized. That's going to be the biggest aspect of any type of organized taking our country back action that we face.
Would you be willing to take on civilians in this effort to include them in it?
What do you mean, like Democratic civilians?
No, I mean just regular Republican civilians that are not military, have no military background, don't know anything about anything.
I misunderstood. What do you mean, like
take them in?
Train them up?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, here's you bring up a very interesting point, man. Allow me to expand on it.
Sure.
A lot of people think that training and conditioning and all this, you know, and if you're going to be a true professional, sure, you need to invest your life's effort into it. But, you know, people are intelligent human beings. A lot of people have a tendency to confuse their level of education with their level of intelligence. And, you know, that's problematic in and of itself. However, just to take from my perspective, to bring, you know, a young dude up to speed, has no background or experience whatsoever, can't spell gun. He's the perfect working material for me. The dude that knows nothing.
Right.
Because I can set him up for success from the very beginning, and you create the environment, you create the learning, the responsibility, as I see it, my responsibility as I see it, is to create the learning environment for that individual to retain the subject material.
Plus, you get somebody with no bad habits, no preconceived notions.
Right, and it takes, logistics. It's an expense. I mean, who's going to fund the take back? Who's going to organize it? Blah, blah, blah. It's a classic SF mission set. I mean, unconventional warfare, that's what you're going to be looking at.
I'm kind of thinking it would go, as far as the way everything set up and went, it would go opposite of the way it does in the military, because normally everything comes from a central command point and then works its way out. And I kind of think the people in Florida and the people in South Carolina and everything else, we'd be looking to link up somewhere and, have a little confab with everybody and try to figure out who's going to be in charge and who's going to be setting up the operation and everything else. And we would be doing things backwards because we're not centrally set up already.
Right. Well, I would like to think, there's already people working on it.
Probably.
It's not going to be a, let's, jump through some hoops and, along those lines. I would like to think, the take back's already being organized and funded and prepared, because the day's coming.
We might
not see it in our lifetime.
Might not.
This may be the preface, for a target date 10 years from now. Who knows? They're gauging the pushback. Everything they do, man, they do with a purpose, and they're gauging the pushback and doing all the analytics and blah, 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 blah. It's, they're trying to take over the country. They're not going to, do it half step.
I don't think they understand the enormity of what's going to happen, because most of people, like me, right? I'm a veteran. When I got out, I said, okay, I did my time. And I gave the nation what I had to give it. And then I set out, and I just wanted to be left alone. I wanted to be allowed to lead my life. And if they pull me back into this, if they pull back someone who wanted to, just live and let live, can we do that? If they push me into that position, then I don't think they understand the enormity of what they're going to face, because people like me, I've seen the poem, I think about this. What I do now, that will all be obliterated if I have to go into that.
Right.
And I'm not going to be too happy about that.
Right.
So I will be making sure that I'm doing everything I can to make sure my side is successful, at least. As bad as that's going to be, even if we're successful.
Well, it'll be successful.
I think so, too. I think we'd be done in less than a week.
I don't know about that, man.
Well, I mean, the first time, think of where all of this stuff is going to originate from. It's going to originate from New York. What's coming out of New York? What kind of combatants are coming out of New York? What kind of combatants are coming out of Chicago? All of New Jersey. What are we going to get out of those guys?
But I see the battle space being Washington, D.C. itself.
Well, what kind of combatants are going to come out of there?
All of them.
Well, all of them that go that way. I'm pretty sure.
All your Democrats.
Well, okay. Well, they there was a survey done the other day. I don't know if you saw that. UGov found out that they're, half of the nation is sheep, and most of them are Democrats. So
doesn't surprise me at all, man.
You know, it'll be Lion Chow night for us.
Yep.
So
I'm not going to underestimate them.
No, shouldn't. But, should never underestimate anybody. You get in there and you do it till it's done. And then when it's done, you stand by and make sure that it is done. But in any event, listen, I have enjoyed 2021 with Super Dave Harrington, and I'm looking forward to 2022 with Super Dave Harrington. And I want to thank you for your input. I want to thank you for the collaborations. It's good to work with a gent who has, you and I have probably chewed some of the same mud over the course of time. And,
right.
You probably chewed more of it because you stayed in longer. But right. I got a taste. Yeah, I have sampled it. I have sampled it. So thank you very much.
Well, Mr. Bill, thank you very much for the opportunity.
And you got nothing but opportunity ahead of you in the next 365 days. So
all
stand
right, brother,
by.
Man. Take care.
I appreciate it.
Out here.
Out here. All right. Hour number two is inbound. Hour number three will be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect. Hunt. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.